W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Okay. So another week, another person out with some intestinal distress.
Yummy.
This time it's Kareem.
It's not you, Nate?
It's not. My intestines are
A-okay?
Fine.
Awesome.
Just fine. Just fine. So we'll soldier on. Jason's back, though.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Coming up on the show today, adulting in five words or less. One of the Sacramento Kings got into an NBA rap battle.
Aw, shit.
And have you heard those yet?
No, I have not.
Jason will decide who won.
I mean,
the internet's already decided, but...
Let's see if I match up, because I have no idea about the story.
We'll see if it matches up with who won. And, yeah, that's, of course, small town news, of course. Something that you've missed.
Oh, did I miss it?
Yeah, we missed it. We missed it. Sorry. But we'll get to all of that in just a bit. So, hey, man, how was your week? I know you were sick last week at this time.
Oh, man. It was an amazing Father's Day. Say! no, it was great. But Chris got sick in the morning. And then I got sick in the afternoon. And, like, she has an iron gut and I do not. I always think I do because I can eat spicy food and stuff like that, but not like her. Like, she was better later on that afternoon. For me, like, I was like still dry heaving the next morning. It was, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like having your daughter when you are, you know, you're making her breakfast and you're trying to adult and be a parent. And I just made her cereal, and I run into the bathroom, and I start dry heaving. I'm going, you know, just like, and it's hurting. Like, I was sore for 2 days afterwards. I swear to God, I was sore. Like, my chest, like I hurt myself from dry heaving horribly.
Jason worked his abs hard.
Yeah. Then I from out in the kitchen though, where she's at the.
Let's leave the hustle and.
Sorry. At her table, she's at her, you know, eating breakfast at the table, and I hear her laughing every time I read. She's laughing, and then she's going, and she's imitating me. And I come out after I'm like in there for a few minutes, I'm tears in my eyes and stuff like that. And she looks at me and she's just laughing and pointing at me and so like that's there's a kids, man. The kids. So that was that. And then took the kids and the family to Toy Stories last weekend.
Yeah. After the laughing, this was Jason.
Hey bud, what's your problem?
I was like, I'm getting you to school right now.
Get out. It was a busy week. Last Thursday went to Kareem's show at the Brickhouse Art Gallery. There was a panel discussion. Of what it was. So Kareem tells me and Alex that he has a panel discussion of four people. What Kareem doesn't tell us is that he's one of the four people. So we go to get ready, and all of a sudden I look up and Kareem is sitting at the table, and there's one of Kareem's cameras is on a tripod and it's centered. It's like the master shot, the one that's like the wide shot of everything. And I see they're starting and I'm like, oh, I guess I should start that camera recording. Never mentioned anything. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Alex told me, because it was on Thursday night, right?
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah. Alex is telling me that he's like, I had planned on being there at an exact time at a certain time. But like. There is traffic because he comes from Davis. He's like, yeah. There's like traffic and then there's this and that and that. And he's like, and I barely got there. It's a good thing I did because like I was needed.
Yeah. Well, Kareem asked me, he goes, do you think? I said, yeah. An extra set of hands would be good because Kareem's like, oh, I got the audio handle, sell this. And he did not. He rented some stuff, but he didn't
check it beforehand.
He didn't check. We had a couple of bad cables.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Alex brought an extra. I didn't bring any audio gear because Kareem told me he had everything. But Alex brought his gear bag, so he had an extra XLR cable in there,
yeah.
An extra mic cable, and it was a good thing he did because there were a couple of bad cables in the rental kit that he got from a place that will remain nameless.
Oh, they gave him half off. Yeah. I saw him on set.
Yeah, he was all excited because he got half off. It's like, yeah, but you do realize that Alex saved your ass on that. Alex completely saved his ass on the audio there. I mean, Alex and I were like setting up, but that was like 90% Alex and 10% me. And the camera. So we had the main shot, and I'm assuming, because I'm not told any differently, I'm running one camera and Kareem is running a second camera. And we've got the master shot. So all of a sudden, the show starts. Kareem has his camera. It's sitting out back of the brick house on a table. And I go in, I'm like, oh, I guess this is what we got.
Oh, man.
So it went fine.
That's what he said. Yeah, but it was so funny because like the way that Kareem said it, like the only stress was Alex getting there at the time he did. And the cables is a little bit of a big deal. But like I didn't know. Otherwise, I was like, oh, it sounds like it was top notch and it went really well.
It did because there were two of us there that were handling it. Yeah, Kareem's over there shaking hands with Kevin Johnson.
Oh, yeah, he was there?
For like 5 minutes before. Oh. So he popped in. So Kareem's big time in it with everybody. Like, oh, Kareem, what a great job you did. Look at all these photos. You know, he's basking in the glow. Meanwhile, Alex is sweating over an audio board. Trying to figure out everything and get it working right.
Hey, for once, the white guys are sweating it out.
No, everybody was sweating it out because it was hot as balls in there.
It always is.
It's so freaking hot.
I guess, and Alex, even though he's white, he's Colombian, so.
Wow.
I shouldn't lump him in there.
Yeah. Well, he busted ass and made sure everything happened, so. He did a really great job with that. And Kareem is very lucky.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the audio would have been very suspect.
Alex has come in clutch for me a number of times.
Yeah.
He's a helpful guy to have around.
He did a really great job. Now the panel discussion, I wasn't sure how long the panel discussion was going to be. Yeah. It ended up being over 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It was so long when they went to take questions. No one had a question.
It was like,
because everybody had already heard everything they needed to.
All right, we got it. You guys like to talk?
Nope.
Oh, man, so there's no questions.
No questions, not a single question. But like 45, after 45 minutes, yeah. How many questions are going to be left unanswered?
So was Kareem like, so who was moderating? Like
Kareem was moderating.
Okay.
But he never told us that he was moderating
himself.
This panel discussion.
Yeah.
That never came up.
Right.
At no point in the conversation did it come up.
Yeah.
So that was the odd thing. It's fine. Yeah. Everything worked out.
It worked out, bro.
Oh my God.
It worked out, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, white guy saves the day again.
just lucky it all went down that way. Meantime, this past week, Netflix went out for like an hour and people were losing their shit. Not that big a deal on the West Coast because it was during the day.
Like when I was at work.
Yeah. Yeah. It would, not me.
No, I'm not.
Not me.
Not implying you.
Not me. No, it's, anyway, they weren't able to sign on and, they went to Twitter to, of course, express their rage. It was literally down for an hour. or as Hulu calls it, normal. Yeah, it's one of those things. I was like, really, people are really that upset Netflix? I mean, I guess if you've only got Netflix and you don't have anything else, then sure, you're upset. It's like, well, what am I going to do if I don't have Netflix? I don't know, maybe go to YouTube and search some stuff out. So, you know, some of the people's, they just went nuts on Twitter. That was not going to load, right? Netflix is down and it's like I lost part of myself.
Mm.
Really? I spent almost an hour going through the menus on Netflix going, wow, I should watch that. And then I don't watch anything.
And they just released the 36 Chambers series, turned to martial arts. It's pretty dope.
There is a lot on there. I can't believe they included this tweet in there. Anyone else having trouble logging onto Netflix online?
What a piece of shit. Fuck you, article. Fuck this article already. Not only that's a click, it's like every other, you have to click.
It's a slideshow.
I fucking hate slideshows.
A slideshow of Twitter content.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Just fucking publish it already, stupid ass bitches.
That's what you get when you go to Pop Sugar.
Man, fuck Pop Sugar, man. Oh, man, like they are the worst.
They're right up there.
That's like if it's from them or Ad Taboola, whatever it is, Tubla, whatever that is. I know that it's a fake fucking article.
I just found it interesting that everyone was that upset about Netflix being down for an hour.
Well, you know, I mean, it's that entitlement, right?
Again, I mean, if that's your only TV, I get it. You know, if you're somebody, you've cut the cord, all you've got is your online content. But again, it was a nice day. Go outside.
Well, I was gonna say,
go on YouTube.
I guess that's the thing is like you log on once or twice, doesn't work. Okay. You go to HBO Go or I go to YouTube.
YouTube's always a good place to go.
Yeah.
Because it's free. You've got there's a ton of stuff on there. And
that's true.
Yeah.
And you can listen to music too.
Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, last week, Damian Lillard and the Kings' Marvin Bagley started a rap battle. Well, to be fair, Marvin started the rap battle. It's now sort of a beef as they went bar for bar, dropping diss tracks on social media late Thursday and into Friday of last week after Bagley, who is MB35 on SoundCloud, tweeted a link to a track titled No Debate on Thursday afternoon. Lillard, a.k.a. Dame D-O-L-L-A, Dalla, responded later that evening with a pair of tracks. The first titled Marvin. So let's take a listen to No Debate real quick. I don't think we're going to get through the whole thing. Marvin was dropping like full length songs. Like with counting at the beginning.
Yeah. Check me out. That's how we gonna do this. Dream team. Turn me up a little bit. Look, fresh off the plane, we're like 30,000 feet off the ground. Quick flight, but like, then I took some time to write my body. Start to feel it, them goosebumps, yeah, I got them now. And when I hit the studio, don't wait, hear not a sound. Quiet on me, ducking around them corners, they hiding on me. Your boy's out of style, sound like you retired, homie. Try to count me out, man, I can't believe you tried, homie. Cause I've been killing this so long, I thought I died, homie. Real talk, I'm not just talking reckless. They say the throne is for the taking, snatching like a necklace. You want these problems, guess I gotta cross you off my checklist. I'm out just starving, man, I'm balling, eating like it's breakfast. They can't contest this, know who the best is. They all in circles, got them doing backflips. They never guessed it, don't wanna test it. Cause I promise you might fail. My dogs, they right beside me, they train to take no L's. I'm killing, you can't tell. Got Puma stuff in the mail, the drippers might not for sale. I'm killing, but ain't no jail. I'm smooth with it like L. I promise they never scared to do it, we do it right, put two fingers up in the air, yeah. I promise y'all don't want no smoke with me, so stop acting like you're chilling, listen to the poetry. The words just coming out my mouth be real and they know it's me, cause I ain't like them other rappers. It ain't hard to notice me. They be trying to show their teeth, smiling at the kid, but all they smiling.
Okay.
All right, that's the first one.
So that's about halfway through. That one dropped. Now this sort of started when Marvin Bagley went on ESPN and someone asked who is the best MC in the NBA. And he said he thought he was and that he tweeted that. Damian Lillard then dropped this track just titled in all caps Marvin, but Marvin has like six N's and then three question marks.
This boy didn't call my name. Amateur bars, man. Grown man bars is something you gotta deal with. So all that elaborated, fabricated.
Grown man bars, something you gotta deal with. I already have a favorite in this, but let's go.
Ain't gonna equal up to this real shit. The things we do for the glitz and the glamorous. Follow backs and like pics from your camera. Was about to pass cause you still in a pamper, bruh. And I never seen Floyd spar with amateurs. So this the one and only time I'm picking up the phone. I'm the type to keep receipts and to be left alone. I was raised to always keep the family feuds at home. On the set, I'm about to teach you how to set the tone. Where I'm from, big bank, take little bank. I'm a couple hundred mil, this a field day. Don't respect it, it's not an issue to check it. Never really competed, but you boys getting reckless, I can tell this wasn't really what you wanted, though. Should've DM'd me again, what you wanna know? Say I'm lying, I put it out for the public. Asking about my third album before the second was published. You a fan, put respect on my name or get disrespected. You a second, I'm from Oakland, a minute from getting hectic. Praying with an E and you gon' get your blessing. Your mouth done wrote a check that overdrew your checking. Look, I'm really solid like I say, so why you come for me? I got respect in both careers moving comfortably. You ain't established in the league for one. You got potential, but this rapping is a breeze at lunch. It's easy, you a clown, so go and enjoy the circus. Knee deep in the game and you barely scratching the surface. My car dressed in black, we're never making a purchase. High king come to battle, knowing the kingdom worthless, nigga. Stop playing with me, man. You boys is babies.
Okay, so those are the first two. Mm-hmm. Do we have a clear winner at this point?
Well, I mean, I prefer the one we just heard.
The one right now.
Yeah, Damon Lillard, right?
Yeah,
that's what I prefer so far.
Well, you and the internet too. He said he was only going to do it once, but then he dropped this one.
Of course, because he knew he won.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, "I'm from Oakland," I mean, like, sorry, you got nothing. I'm Zach.
I hope the king learned his lesson. It's a bad investment. I never crack in the moment. You made a bad assessment. Little boys get excited and make a tragic exit. I had respect for the movement, but you were sadly desperate. I ride foreigners in the same for a media family. I wasn't measuring your music, I'm measuring Grammys. But when you step into my yard, I'm apparently Stanley. I feel bad cause you a kid and I'm taking the candy. It's the kid that hit them shots that make their body drop. First a baby getting potty trained on potty watch. Where I'm from, we never talk, you could get molly whopped. Had my shoe in high school, I know your poppy copped. Barking up the wrong tree to take a long fall. I wish you would've hit my line, I'd take a phone call. It'd be the ones who bark the loudest, that's the most soft. I had to strip him, I'ma send him with his clothes off. Now you naked and the whole night passing you. I would love to see them suckers that was gassing you. Oversized battery inside the back of you. The most spankings be for kids with an attitude. This ain't my style, I just do music in peace. A double-headed monster, beauty and beast. Knocking at my door, it's my duty to greet. Then I'ma sit your ass down and offer soup and some tea. Look, I promise not to give this issue no attention. Recognize when people hype you on a bogus mission. In my lane in both games and you in no position. If I'm your coach, I won't depend on you for no decisions. Clowns, this boy crazy, man. Shit over with.
That track's called Bye Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. So then Marvin decided he was going to drop one more track, and he called this one Checkmate.
Oh, you dropped two tracks? Hey, somebody done gassed him up. Let me go ahead and burp this little nigga. Look, I've been a cold-blooded assassin. Swear I don't just put the ball in the basket. I'm from the zone, nigga, who you been asking? I said your name a couple weeks ago, you been in the casket. And now you trying to rise up, I see you faking the passion. I'm finna turn this dame down to the chump change. I'm that main or that man or that mean. Whatever you want, nigga, I'm that clean. You dropped two songs, whatever that mean. You shoulda did one, them niggas was gassing. Then I ain't rocking with them folks that thought it was over. I'm finna sign with State Farm and push you out of your stroller. I run the game like PlayStation, going and pass the control. I'm on the track with high energy, you lacking the motor, little nigga. Clown. Nah, None of that. Put some respect on my shoe.
So clearly he's trying to come back on him. So
everybody
now,
just laughed at him, right?
What's that?
Everybody just laughed at that last one that he did, right?
Yeah, there's always going to be some people that are like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Well, because they want to keep throwing fuel on the fire. They want it to keep going.
Yeah. And here is just so you can see, Jason, the thumbnail that he put out. Oh, it's not going to show it. Is it? Oh, it is. There's the thumbnail. And they Photoshop of a father and a toddler holding the toddler in his arms. Mm-hmm. And Marvin Bagley is the father. And they put Damian Lillard's head on the toddler.
Yeah.
Funny. Sure.
Funny. Yeah. No, funny.
So who won the rap battle?
Oh, Damian did.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, here's the thing is that, like, Damian skillfully wrote and put together some good verses, whereas Marvin, right? That's Marvin Bagley. If he he had time to write, but those sound like freestyles. You know what I mean? Like, you don't bring freestyles to this type of game. Like, freestyles are great in the right, and like, if you guys are on the radio together or you guys are live at an event, you know, that then definitely awesome, and you might kill them at it. But don't try to come up with the, like, that sounded like he just tried to one take. I don't know. There's not too many people that can just freestyle a rap and have it be great.
Yeah.
Against somebody that's prepared something.
Well, maybe that is him preparing something.
I mean, and then he's horrible.
I am not a connoisseur of the hip hop, so but I did fall in line with where most of the internet did that. There's a clear level of talent discrepancy between the two.
He also went with a really classic and defined sound. Like, I don't know if Marvin Bagley was making his own beats or where he got those, but that first one was just noisy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it had way too many distractions and like no discernible like idea of something else that you want, you know? I mean, or like that it had any heart. I don't know. There's one thing between dissonance in the music and the chords and whatnot for strategic and musical purposes, and another one completely the other way with just chaos. It sounded like chaos.
It did sound a little like chaos. Hey, can you do me a favor and rotate your microphone a little bit so that No, you don't talk into the end of it. You're talking to the side of it. And what's happened is your microphone has turned itself like 90 degrees from where it should. So you just got to give it a little twist, a quarter turn toward you. Rotate the microphone.
Rotate it.
In the
like this?
Yeah, except the other way. Go the other way. And just hold on to the two little clips there. You got your thumbs on them right there. Mm-hmm. And then you can grab the microphone and just twist the microphone a little bit. No, not the thing you're holding, the actual microphone.
Yeah, right.
With the foam on it.
It's not really
there
like that.
There we go. You sound much better.
Is that better?
Much better. Much better.
All right.
And it was getting worse. That's why I was like,
yeah,
that's not okay. We need to fix that stuff. All right. So moving on with the show, now that we've determined who won the rap battle of the NBA. Also, as we're recording this, we found out before that Luka Doncic, who the Kings could have picked and didn't, won NBA Rookie of the Year. Good job, Sacramento. Some interesting news out of Tennessee. A Cracker Barrel in Tennessee has turned away Grayson Fritz and his church. And if you haven't heard of Grayson Fritz, that's okay. I'm going to tell you about him. He's a Knox County Sheriff's Office detective, and his church group, they cited the restaurant chain's zero tolerance policy for discriminatory treatment or harassment of any sort. See, Fritz and his tiny independent Baptist church in Knoxville had planned a meeting at the Cracker Barrel on June 29th. Now, Cracker Barrel said it's not affiliated in any way with Fritz or his church, and added, "We disagree strongly with their statements of hate and divisiveness." That's from the Lebanon, Tennessee-based national restaurant chain. The chain said it was told the church told the church its event will not be allowed, saying, "We serve everyone who walks through our doors with genuine hospitality, not hate, and require all guests to do the same." In early June, Fritz thrust himself and his church into the spotlight with a series of recorded sermons in which he advocated for government authorities, including Knox County Sheriff's Office, where he works, to execute LGBTQ people.
Right on.
The sheriff, Tom Spangler, said Fritz would not be fired for his comments, citing fear of lawsuits. Fritz remains on paid sick leave with the county sheriff's office until he collects his buyout in July. Cracker Barrel said its corporate policy strictly prohibits any type of protest or public demonstration on their property or in their stores. Adding, "At Cracker Barrel, we work hard to foster a culture that's welcoming and inclusive. We have zero tolerance policy for discriminatory treatment or harassment of any sort. We take pride in serving as a home away from home for all guests and in showing our communities and our country that the hospitality we practice is open to everyone." How about that?
Like the place that I least, like that I would least likely think they would say that.
Here's the thing, and I had heard about this whole thing, and I was like, when I'd heard about a person working in a sheriff's department advocating.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The fact that he's not losing his job.
Well, he's close to a buyout. They don't want to get sued, and he's close to a buyout. So, I mean,
they're like, you just don't come back to work.
Yeah, he's on paid sick leave. Now, here's the fun fact, because everything's tied to wrestling, Jason. The mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, is named Glenn Jacobs, although fans of WWE will know him as Kane, the Undertaker's brother.
Really?
Yeah, here's what he had to say.
"Based on love. And when you have... when you have confrontations with people, when you know, when you believe that people are sinning, and what we all have to understand is that all of us are sinners, you do not approach it from killing people. I mean, I've looked all through the New Testament, and I can't find Jesus Christ talking about rounding people up and killing them. What I do see a lot is love, understanding, the idea that you don't condemn the action, you don't condemn the actor, but you condemn the action. And it's all about love. There's nothing about hatred. And again, on a personal level, and I think there are many people in our county that feel that way as Christians, this is not the way that Christianity should be depicted. And it's really tragic that that's happened. And we hope to do everything that we can to ensure that people understand it's about love, it's not about hatred."
Hey. Someone who's Christian standing up to people who are trying to use religion as a way to discriminate against people.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right?
That's nuts.
It all comes back to wrestling.
Do you think take the reporter, grab him by the neck and raise him up into the air?
He did not choke slam him. No.
No, he did not choke slam him.
No choke slam him.
Okay.
There's no reason for that.
I mean, that's what Jesus would do.
Jesus would not choke slam people.
You don't think so?
No. No, that's what he had the apostles for. just curb stomp them. So the one thing that popped up on Twitter this week was adulting in five words or less. It's a hashtag. So people decided to go ahead and play along, because everyone loves to play along with a hashtag, right? Marvin Bagley did not, to my knowledge. Here are some of the answers that people posted. Doing the next hard thing. New bed sheets equals Friday plans canceled. Here's my favorite. Fewer, not less, you Muppet. here's a good one, Jason. Meeting could have been an email. Adulting in five words or less. Something hurts all the time. Does that fall into you? Is it nearly payday yet? Cereal for dinner is fine. Just trying to stay hydrated. That's adulting in five words or less. Padma Lakshmi said her adulting in five words or less are fuck this, that, and you.
Wow.
Right?
I had no idea. Like, she's a badass. Like, the more I learn about that chick, man, she's badass.
And this one, not applicable to Jason anymore. Hangovers get worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't tell you how that is my favorite fucking thing about not drinking.
The no hangovers?
Oh, ever again. Like, now when I wake up and I feel like I have a hangover, I know I'm just sick.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Ooh, I'm sick. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know how many years. It's like, oh, man. I just feel so, like, yeah.
How long has it been since you've had a drink?
I'm going to be 6 years this August.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind everybody, if you want to support the show, one great, easy way to do it.
Don't have a drink. No, I'm just kidding. Don't drink.
Yeah. Get your mixers on Amazon and do that through the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. Get anything you want on Amazon. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and do appreciate that. Also, every Target around here is remodeling, and they're pushing people to order online and have it brought out to the car. It's a thing. I would have loved that because the person in front of me, their Target card didn't work. I ended up standing in line for an extra 10 minutes today at Target because I needed something, and I'm like, oh, I'll just run in and get it.
That's why you got to do it online.
Yeah, I should have taken my own advice and hit the Shop Target tab at WTHpod.com, ordered it up, paid for it, and they would have brought it right out to the car.
Yeah, you could have actually just parked in the spot and, yeah, then done the order.
The marked spots right out in front of Target, they would have brought them out to me. Well, I would have had to wait a little bit.
No, then what happens is when they come to check on you like 10 minutes later, you say, my order was supposed to be done right now. I don't know what's wrong. I know what's going on with your app.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and do it. It's the Shop Target tab at the top of WTHpod.com. I swear to God, I have to start doing that, but I'm always leery of those, you know, the buy two and get the $5 gift card thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I tend to go into the store, because you don't necessarily see that.
Oh, they don't do that?
I don't know.
So we used Instacart. Uh-huh. This weekend, Chris wanted to use, she had a thing with them. And we can get stuff from Smart and Final, which is really good prices on stuff, mm-hmm, compared to the Safeway or Nugget, any of those places. And we just go to the farmer's market. And yeah, make a long story short, they have the coupons on there for stuff. Like, it automatically will find what has, they might have that on
there. It might be in there, but yeah, go ahead and click through the tab and then just don't be stupid like me and get stuck behind the person who, their card doesn't work. Just have them bring the stuff right out to your car.
And DM me if you want an Instacart, you know, link. $10 off your first order.
Oh, I see.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Now, we've already missed this. This was back on June 22nd, so I'm sorry. But it wasn't published until the 18th, and we didn't get it in for you.
Oh.
Breakfast on the Farm comes to Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm in Newport Saturday, the 22nd. Vermont's Breakfast on the Farm comes to Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm Saturday, June 22nd in Newport. It's the first time the event has been hosted in the Northeast Kingdom. It's a free public event, including a Vermont-style pancake breakfast. I don't know what that is. Featuring local products, a self-guided tour of the farm, including 14 educational stations, and a peek into the life and business of dairy farming in Vermont. Media are invited to see firsthand how farm cares. This is exactly what it says. Media are invited to see firsthand how the farm cares for their cows, creates renewable energy, enhances their community, supports their employees, and protects the environment.
Wow.
That's a lot. Over 1,000 visitors are expected, including agricultural leaders, educators, and industry representatives, including. That just says including, and then it's period.
On-site, oh, so just including?
Including.
Period.
I believe it's the next paragraph it's referring to. On-site will be three generations of the Maxwell family, owners and operators of the Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm, and their employees interacting with the public. Dr. Julie Smith, DVM, PhD, UVM Department of Animal and Veterinary Services, UVM Extension agronomists and specialists, as well as over 100 volunteers from the agricultural community, the event, you missed it, but you're going to have to get up early. It was from 8 to noon at Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm on Maxwell Road.
Well, howdy do.
Well, there you go. Get out there and a way to get out there and see what's going on.
We don't beat our cows. We don't electrocute them.
Free breakfast. Free breakfast is really all you need to know.
Free breakfast, and you can buy their propaganda about not abusing their animals.
Do you think everybody who runs a farm abuses animals?
They have to. I have two kids and I nearly abuse them. I can imagine a whole farm. No, just kidding. I never would own a farm.
No one's up, right. Not when anyone's looking.
No, never.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. As always, Kareem, feel better.
Yeah. I hope you're not pooping still.
A lot of time with that.
You know, if you are still pooping, Kareem, and you're listening to this, it's been a couple of days now.
Right, you're going to want to hydrate.
Lots of Gatorade, maybe order some on Amazon, have it delivered to your house.
Oh, yeah, good idea. You don't want to try and make that Target run.
No, because you might you might have some other runs.
Oh, that's the sound of me. All right, we'll see you on Friday with another new show. Bye-bye, everybody.